Guy, welcome to the BIH show. Good to have you on board. As we record, it's Tuesday morning. It's the morning after the 4-3 win over the Manchester Storm. You're starting a bit of run there. 3 wins and 7 points is out of 8. Things just a little bit rosier in the Panthers' garden this morning?
Yeah, for sure. When the results comes our way, it's always a bit better. I thought early on in the series we did play some good hockeys, but there was a lot of holes in our game. There was a lot of areas that we didn't really we were not on the same page, and it cost us some big points early on. Since last week, early last week, things started to click a little bit, and it's definitely nice for the confidence, you know, to finish. Or it's not over yet. There's still 3 games to go, but you know, to keep improving and hopefully finish on a positive.
And I noticed, well, you've had maybe one or two injuries that have maybe kept guys out for the odd game here and there. I think Mark Garside was probably the most serious one. He's missed a couple of games in the series. How much has that impacted on the team and dare I say the performances as well at times?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a very intense series with a lot of games and not too many nights. It's no secret that we don't have that much depth on D. So a guy like Mark not being able to play really, you know, it doesn't help our game, that's for sure. And we had other guys that step up, and it was good for the other guys to get big minutes, you know, for a guy like Liam Stenton to get a bit more ice time. We saw Robert Lakovic play a few shifts on D there one night. You know, that was good experience, and we found a way to make it work. But obviously, in a series like this, I think staying healthy and everybody being able to chip in is a big key of, you know, who's going to end up winning this thing is probably going to be the team that, you know, stays healthy the most.
Absolutely. And you talk about who's going to win this thing. We're no clearer to finding out who that's going to be. The standings at the moment show Sheffield and Coventry on 10 points. You guys in Manchester on 9 as well. From a neutral point of view, as someone watching from afar, it certainly looks very exciting. What's it like to be in the thick of it, as it were?
It's so much fun to be back at it. But yeah, I think everybody's got to put a pretty good team. And we've seen recently that, you know, if you don't have a good performance on one night, you most likely will lose the game. That's what's happening. And it's good. I think it's good for the series. It's good for the fan. It makes for an exciting product. And I think, you know, it shows that the guys that are there care and they are there for the right reasons. And I think that's why we have a very tight series so far.
I'm keen to know as well, obviously the fixtures have been coming thick and fast. We've seen that over the last week now. It's pretty much a game a day right up until, I think, Friday off the top of my head. So how much has time management become a real factor in how you prepare for games? Because obviously you've got to practice, you've got to work on what systems you can, not to mention the guys need the rest as well. How do you factor all that in with such a short space of time?
Yeah, it was a different challenge for myself and Tim in terms of preparation. You know, we try to get a few good hard practice early on in the series. But I would say for the last 2 weeks now, it's been mostly, you know, like quick skate just to get a little flush, get the legs going. But there's not many, there's no more hard practices at this point. When we do get on the ice, we will make a few adjustments system-wise and work on that. But for the most part, it's been, you know, focusing on recovery. A lot of the teaching and a lot of preparation is being done, you know, virtually via video, because, you know, it's a lot for the guys to always be at the rink together, and they play enough games. We don't think it's the best idea to get them at the rink to show them video or get them on the ice to work on a few things. So most of our practices have been optional on a day after a game. And some guys do jump on because they feel like they need that. But key is recovery and rest at this point.
I want to ask you about earlier in the tournament. There was a game Tim had to miss out on because he was self-isolating because of there was an issue with someone on his flight to the UK. Therefore, you had to step up and stand behind the bench. As far as I'm aware, that was your first experience of doing that. How did you find it?
It was interesting. I mean, you know, I was nervous, I won't lie. But as the game went on, you know, I've been on a bench myself as a player for many games, so you kind of it clicked right away how it was gonna go, and I think I did okay. But yeah, it's not something I want to be doing too often, but it was a good experience, and I definitely got to see, you know, the game from there. I obviously played the game, but when I watch, I'm usually, you know, higher, or I watch on video, so it's hard to sometimes see what's happening in some corners or some what's happening on the bench. So it was a good experience. I think it's something that maybe in the future, I'm not saying I want to be behind the bench, but maybe in the future for a few games here and there, I'll try to get closer to the action, closer to the guys to see what I can pick up from that angle.
And of course, you have mentioned the fact that you've played the game, so you know what it's like on the bench. But from that position as well, how much of a different dimension did it give you into the coach's line of work, if we can call it that?
Yeah. I mean, it opens your eyes on how quick things happen in a game when you have to make decisions. When you're a player and you're in the game, you obviously focus on your game more. So when you're coaching and you have to focus on 20 guys or 22 guys, it's sometimes hard, you know, in a fraction of a second to make a decision like who's going or what are we changing and things like that. So I've always known that coaching was a tough gig, but it was good. I think it was good that I experienced it. And I think Tim learned also from, you know, watching a game live from his hotel room on the computer. He probably saw things that he doesn't see usually because he watches the game the next day or the same night, but it already happened, right? It's not live when you watch the game. So I think it was good for both of us to see that. And obviously we didn't get the result we wanted that night, but I think we probably learned from that experience.
Now, when I look at the other three teams, Danny Stewart, Ryan Finnerty, Aaron Fox are all coaches as well as GMs, whereas you and Tim have sort of split the role up, basically. I'm keen to know about the dynamic between you two guys, particularly on match day. How does it work? I know you work closely when it comes to recruitment, but when it comes to game day, tell us about that. Give us some insight into that relationship and how the two of you work together.
Well, this year it's a bit different because we lost Rick Strachan to retirement. Sorry. So on game day, I'm there to maybe let Tim bounce ideas off me. You know, most of the decisions are made before the day of the game, but sometimes on game night, there's little tweaks, little adjustments, little things that he wants to discuss. And I'm there to give him my opinion and maybe just be another voice for him when it comes to ideas and line matching, line combination, power play combination and things like that. He has the last call. It's his decision. I'm not going to tell him what to do, but I obviously give him my opinion. We work well together. Most of the time we agree on what's the best way forward for the team. But yeah, I'm there mostly to make sure everything goes smoothly. I'm there if anybody need my help, you know, in the staff or with the players. And in terms of coaching, I leave that to Tim for most of it.
Now, going back to last Friday, you finally got one over on Sheffield Steelers. You finally managed to get a victory over them. How much did you need that, given the way the tournament had gone, and particularly in light of the 8-4 defeat in the previous game against them?
Oh, it was good for confidence. To be honest, I thought the first game we played against them, we deserved better. We lost that one by a goal, but you know, I thought we had a lot of good chances. We had a lot of puck possession in the O zone. We didn't give them too much. They were really opportunistic that night. So yeah, that second game against them, it was disappointing. But you know, in hockey, it happens. It's one of those days where one of those nights where everything went the wrong way for us. But it was good for the team just to be able to get a result. So now that we know that if we play well and everybody chips in, we have a chance to beat them. We can beat them. We've proven that. So that was definitely good for their confidence. But yeah, I mean, if for once in British hockey, for the first time ever, maybe the last time ever, at this point of the tournament, the results don't matter that much, which it's never the case, right? So we have the luxury to try things and maybe give a little bit more experience, a little bit more than we would normally on a regular season where every night is a must win.
Now, you've always said all through the recruitment process that this was an opportunity for not only players to impress you guys, but for you guys to maybe look at recruitment for a new season, hopefully, all going ahead. How much of an idea are you getting of who you would like to bring in next year? I think the one player in your team that won't be coming back next year is Austin Cangelosi. I believe he's returning to Norway. But how much are you getting an idea of who you would like to bring in for next year, if it happens?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I think, you know, most of the guys, we have a good idea of what they can bring, what kind of players, what kind of persons they are. And now we just have to figure out when we can actually start, you know, making decisions. But yeah, I think most of the guys have shown what they've got, and it was a really good opportunity for both us and them to see that firsthand. We'll see in the next few weeks where this takes us, but I think for the most part, me and Tim have a good idea of what will be happening with this current team.
Dee, thank you so much for joining us on the BIHL. Good to catch up with you. Best of luck for the rest of the games.
Thanks, Greg.